Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. I'm Tom, alcoholic. This is the Social Podcast Network. Thank you for checking it out. Check out all of our other podcasts. Good morning. So I was reading something, August 12, 2016. This must have been, I think it may be the year after Matt passed away. And I was reflecting. This is 4 years ago, though. Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings, There were so many penalty flags flying when I read that. I was so confused. Even at this point of my recovery, I'd become used to asking things from God and not receiving it. God was right there with Santa. I would pray for snowfalls, money, girlfriends, and someone to save my ass. I received none of them. That's what guys like us do. We make sure we are happy first, LOL. I think humbly asked were two of the biggest points. Humility is self's kryptonite. I remember him saying, admitting you're an alcoholic was probably the first humble thing you've done. Jesus, I thought I just drank too much, LOL. I see people's faces cringe when they hear the word. I think they even put ketchup on it to make it taste better and call it acceptance or surrender. You can't talk about that. You tell people how humble you are. I can talk about how I had zero and it was spiritually killing me. I had to stop being here for stitches, big mouths, drinking, and crashing car problems and start being here for the spiritual awakening. Matt would say, this is when you stop stealing the Wawa sugar packets. Remove them publicly and privately. This is a sad time. 2 years and it's still right here. Hey, can you set me a reminder in your phone to call me so I can get a haircut? Yes, LOL, thinking of him today. So that was 2 years. So it's been 6 years since he passed away. And, you know, I'll never forget him telling me, you know, this is the time in our lives when we stop stealing the Wawa sugar packets. Is a pretty deep song. You know, part of the thing, I don't know, one of the things I feel like is going on right now in my life is that today is the August 13th. You know, it's been, I want to say it's been 7 years since he passed away. That is crazy. That guy, man, he played such a freaking huge role in my life. you know, when he passed away, it left a gigantic hole in my life. I miss him. I know we all miss him. I don't know. Maybe that's part of the shit that I'm going through right now. This is the time in our life where we stop stealing the Wawa sugar packets. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, could you have not kicked me in the nuts any harder with that statement? That was what he was so good at. You know, you could sit at a podium and you could preach to the pulpit, explain it, get it all out there, and, you know, half of my eyes are crossed. But Matt had a way of talking to me. Hold on, I gotta turn this up. I can't hear myself. Hello? There, that's better. Matt had a way of talking to me and sharing things with me that made me go, wow. You know, when I used to, I remember, you know, I would go to Wawa and I would get coffee, you know, and I'd put cream and sugar in it, you know, what it's there for. And then I would shove a few sugars in my pocket for to take home. I'm like, why not? It's free. He goes, that's stealing. I didn't consider it stealing. I thought it was free. But that was the point. It's like, this is the point in my life where I stop stealing that shit. You know, nobody sees it. Nobody's watching. My higher power is. You know, Matt's watching. You know, I spend a lot of time trying to appear to be better. And for the most part, I am better. For the most part. But there's still moments where I'm not. I'm not drinking. But I'm being a little fucking crazy, man. But I put this face on, you know, the shirt looked nice, better shoes. On the outside, I look like I'm better. But sometimes inside, man, it's still grinding away. And then days like that, this week that I've been having has just been very, very rough for me. And, you know, what it is I'm just not using the tools that I've learned in this program. 12 years, and I'm still struggling to get out the old toolbox. But I made a commitment this morning. I ran with my friends, C-Dog and the doctor. We ran the beach. And I had talked to my friend Jimmy, and I said, yeah, I heard they opened up a meeting. And he told me he's not ready. And I was like, oh, okay. It's fine. Then we ran this morning. We sat down and had coffee. And I said, listen, there's a meeting on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. I'm going. We talked about Zoom meetings, how they've been great. But no, it's not what it's about for me, at least. Hey, listen, go to them. I'm not bad-mouthing you. You're doing more than I am. Hats off. But I said, I'm going to this meeting. And he goes, I'll go with you. I called my wife immediately. I said, babe, I'm going to a meeting next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. When I decide to go at 7 o'clock next Wednesday, don't act, you know, don't be surprised. She probably still will be. And she goes, I need to get my ass to a meeting. I said, let's go. We'll get a babysitter, but we are fucking going to a meeting. Please. I'm toxic. I need a meeting. You know, when I first got sober, I went to a meeting every day. Every single day. That's what got me here. Meetings. I mean, you know, it's one thing when you don't go to a meeting and you make a decision, a choice, like, oh, I can't, I you know, I'm too busy or whatever it is, and you just don't go. At least you have something to blame. But it's like we've been given this green flag to not go to meetings because, first of all, there aren't any. And second of all, because we're afraid. But now they've started to open up a meeting, and I'm like, I gotta get to it. I don't know what we need to do. I know what I need to do, and I need to get to that meeting. That's what something like Matt would say. How many meetings are you going to? I mean, it's just a good question. I mean, it's a typical sponsor question. How many meetings are you getting to? But it is a good question. How many meetings are you going to, Tom? None. That's the problem. Other things are the problem, but that is a big portion of it, not getting to meetings. You know, when I read that, humility is self's kryptonite. Humility is self's kryptonite. You know, I did that podcast. I talked about it with Trey Downs, Your Superior Self, which is a great podcast. But, you know, one of the things about Trey is that he's very well read. And I love that, you know. Or I love it, or I'm jealous of it. I'm not into reading. I don't give a shit. I don't fucking curl up with books. I can read. Definitely can read. I just don't have any desire and care about books. But he was well read, and, you know, and that was what made for such a great conversation because, you know, I take, let's take running, for instance. Running taught me so many things about spirituality, self, humility, self-centered, just the act of the running, the suffering. You know, there's a, and James and I were talking about it this morning, you know, that's kind of the Buddhist lifestyle. You suffer and you're rewarded. I don't know about that. I don't know anything about the Buddhist lifestyle. All I know is that I like to run. Actually, I don't want to be fat. I mean, if we're going to get right into it, I don't want to be fucking fat. I want to be healthy. You know, I was smoking and drinking and chasing, running streets, and I gave up the alcohol, then I finally gave up the cigarettes, and then I said I wanted to start treating my vehicle a little better, and that's what I got into, was running. I just wanted to lose weight and get healthy. A lot of self-centered stuff in there. And, but that would be the beginning, you know, and then the running, and then the humility, and then the freedom of the suffering of what that did. You know, when I run somewhere, that self-centered fear comes down. It has no choice. Self-centered fear is like, I got nothing here. This sucks. You're fucking running. You're grinding it out. And I got no place here. I'm going to bail. I'll catch you when you're done. And then it's just left with me suffering every footstep. You know, I'm not in the future. I'm not thinking about the past. I'm thinking about bang, 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 every footstep hitting. I'm in so fucking in the moment that this wave of comfort comes over me, and the pleasure of being able to be free of self-centered fear. You know, I've said it before, I become a poet. I'm writing movie scripts. I'm writing my own books, right? I don't know if where you know, the dysfunction is that I'm feeling like I'm capable of this stuff. That's probably, ego's probably, you know, hanging out, but I'm free. Free of all of it. And it happens in the running. You know, we run to this bridge. I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,000 more, but we run to this bridge, and I get to the bridge, and I look over the edge, and I think, that's beautiful. And I can do anything that I want to do today because I'm not actively in my addiction. Not even addiction. I'm just actively not being controlled by self-centered fear because I struggled to get there. I ran to it. But if I took my sleeping bag down there at 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock the night before and tucked in and went for a nice sleep and slept all night and woke up and looked over the rail, I'd say, yeah, that's beautiful. But I bet you $1,000 I'd be consumed by self-centered fear right there. It's not till we suffer. And, you know, suffer's got a pre-existing word, you know. It's got a lot of weird things that tag along with it. If I'm getting everything I want, that's a miserable place. But when I suffer to get it, whether it's I work the week. You know, one of the things about being in this COVID thing was that we, you know, at one point back in March, we weren't even working, right? We're just at home. Ooh, miserable. I mean, yeah. On the outside, you know, what it looks like, what we all dream of is like not having to work and getting money, right? That's what we dream of, right? All the glory, no work. Or all the benefits from that would come from working, but no work with the money. God damn, that was poisonous. For me, at least. I have to work. I have to be inconvenienced. I have to suffer at my job. I love my job. But like I always say, I'd prefer to be on the couch under a blanket watching SportsCenter. Anything other than that sucks. But that's what I have to do so that I can enjoy the weekend, right? It's what we have to do. But Trey, you know, which I loved hearing, you know, reads a lot of books, and it's about that alpha and beta and, you know, the chemicals and the endorphins, and this is all this, and doing this creates this chemical or this electric charge, which in turn makes you feel this way. And I'm thinking, gosh, isn't this about spirituality? Isn't this about a relationship with the higher power? That's what I like to think. You know, to say a prayer, you know, we're like Jimmy and I may run to this bridge, and then sometimes I'll just shut my eyes and I'll just say a prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you for this day. Thank you for giving us all this stuff, you know, the freedom and peace. And, you know, thank you for just the opportunity to be here. And I may say it in front of him, where in most cases that would be kind of weird, right? Silly. How often do you break into prayer when you're around your friends, right? Out loud. But I'm just so free of that self-centered fear that it just comes out. I'm just in such a space right there that I'll pray and I'm free. I'm sure that's a chemical, right? I'm sure that's some electrical charge that's shooting from somewhere to somewhere that's making me do it. But the fact is that I like to think it's a relationship with a higher power. We talked about this in the podcast that we did together. It's like, you know, I shared the story of like, I have a spirit. I've always had a spirit. I've always had a relationship with higher power. I think it's a direct line. It's just how much shit do I put on it or block it that doesn't allow me to use it? And I didn't use it for so long, then I started to believe that I didn't have it. Where I've always had it, you know? It's just the removing of the garbage. It's the suffering. It's the work. You know, going through the steps, working with the sponsor, going to a meeting every day sucks. But the growth from it is what's amazing. The growth from it is what is amazing. I don't need a book to read. You know, I don't read books. I learned this just from doing the work, doing it long enough, doing it so long that I go, wow, look, there it is. Look at that. Go to a meeting, feel better. It's about being inconvenienced. I don't know. I miss you, Matt. I wish you were here. I'd like to see how you would be handling this, you know? Handling this stuff that we are going through right now. How are you handling it? Is it easy? Is it a challenge? Does anybody out there feel like I do? Pissed, frustrated, but at the same time recognizing what I'm not doing to help me fix some of those problems or what I've not been able to do. You know, the first step for me is really just sharing about it. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm unique. Maybe everybody else is fine. But for me, it's been a real struggle. And I've been quietly doing it. You know, I'm just quietly struggling along. I'm not bringing it up. You know, I'm not discussing it, but it's starting to get to me. And I don't like this feeling. I do not like it. So we ran this morning. Great run. Suffered. My foot feels like it's about to fall off. I'm waiting for ready for the fall so it starts getting colder so we can stop running on the beach without shoes. Whew. You know, running this morning was a great example. And see, these are the things that I pick up. You know, I don't need to read a book and to find out about some of this stuff. It's just, and I had mentioned that to Trey. I go, what about instincts? Do we still use those? I mean, do we know, you know, what makes us feel better? Do we know what makes us feel worse? Are we paying attention? You know, this run that we do in the morning. So it's, you know, we start off at the boardwalk. And right at the boardwalk is a big hotel, Henlopen Hotel. Huge, big white hotel. We start there and we head north up the beach. And 2 miles, you know, we do 4 miles. We usually run 5 miles on the trail and stuff. But on the beach, we've kind of fallen into this 4 mile thing because it sucks. It's hard. So we usually run 2 miles and, you know, the first 2 miles, you know, I know about where we're going to run to. I mean, I can see we run to these two, you know, we have towers along the East Coast here in Delaware that were built to, you know, look for U-boats and, you know, foreign threats, I guess you could say. So we're running and I know exactly where we're going to. And all I'm doing is paying attention to it. You know, oh my God, look how far it is. Look how far I still have to go. And it just, it's like it makes the run longer. It makes the run harder, right? We finally get to the 2 miles. We turn around and then the same thing. All I'm doing is looking at that Henlopen Hotel. Look how far that is. Makes for such a long, stressful run. And, you know, 1 mile away, all I can do is still, I mean, I know how much of the run is left. I'm just staring at the damn hotel. Ooh. But like this morning, it was super foggy. Like you could probably see 25 yards in front of you, and that was about it. I mean, I couldn't see any of the towers. I couldn't see the hotel. And it allowed me to really stay in the moment and enjoy it. And not enjoy it. You know, there's parts, there's up and downs to anything, but, you know, but I'm not, like, overwhelmed by the fact that, like, I still got this much more to go. I'm staying in the moment, just kind of staying in the moment, and I feel at peace. And then the next thing you know, the towers start to come into view. I'm like, wow, okay, that wasn't so bad. And granted, none of this is bad. But, you know, in the moment, I'm making shit worse than it is. And, you know, it's just what it is. But make the turn. And the funny thing was is that, you know, we run at 6. I got there at 6. Nobody was there. James kind of just started running with us. But he wasn't there. And Carlos, he wasn't there, of course. He's always late. So I'm like, all right. I waited till 5 after 6. I started running. And as I'm getting closer to the towers, this figure starts to appear in the fog. And I'm like, what? And it's my buddy Jimmy Kay, the doctor. And he's like, yeah, I got here early because, you know, because he's a little older, but I'm not sure that that matters. He's just, you know, where he is in his running right now, he's kind of doing more interval stuff. Like he'll run a mile, he'll walk a little bit. He'll run a mile, he'll walk. You know, so he's got his own program, but he knows that his program takes a little longer, so he got there a little earlier so that we can all kind of finish together. And so here, out of the fog comes Jimmy Kay, and I'm like, yes. Chat a second, finally get to the towers, make the turn, and I'm just in the moment. And then here comes Carlos. Carlos passes me. Like, great. He makes the turn. Finally, he catches me. I'm not, you know, today is not my day. I'm just struggling. My foot hurts. I'm just trying to make it, just trying to be part, just doing my best. He passes me. You know, that's what we try to do is just inspire each other, you know. But I can't see, you know, it's so foggy and I'm just kind of grinding along. I'm really just staying in the moment. And then next thing you know, there's the hotel that runs over. It's like just staying in the moment, my life passes at a pace that I can handle. But if all I'm looking at is the hotel or the tower with miles between us, it makes it just grind along. And that's kind of, you know, that's kind of for me how life is, you know. And it's always, we talked about it this morning. I talked about it with Trey, and it seems like, you know, I talk about it with a lot of people, just trying to stay in the moment. And not try to chase, you know, everything out there. And I don't know. Hope everyone's having a great day. You can follow all of our podcasts on the Social Podcast Network. Just a bunch of local folks just having a good chat. You know, just give them a listen. SocialPodcastNetwork.com. All of our podcasts. We're getting ready to create a new logo. Very exciting. I might even wear that logo on a t-shirt. Anyway, I hope everyone has a great day. Enjoy.
Seen the golden time. strength creeping. He seems distracted, and I know just what is gonna happen next. Before his first step, he is off
again. Hope everyone has a great day. We love you, Matt. Miss you, brother. Peace.